Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The power of the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. In this verse, we are told that God's power resides in the gospel, and that the purpose of this power is the salvation of both Jew and Greek. This passage is intended to incorporate spreading the gospel to all humanity, which is specifically commanded by the Lord Jesus. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. Evidently, the event that takes place when one is twice born is nothing less than a supernatural creation by the Creator Himself, Ephesians 4:24. There is no need for salesmanship or psychology or finesse or technique. The dunamis, power, of the living God is transmitted, applied, and exercised as the gospel is spoken and a person listens. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4. Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. To be successful, not to mention obedient to the Lord's command, we must most surely use the power of God that has been made available to us in the Scriptures.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.